From WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. You can't control where or when you were born. You can't poke your head out, look around, and say, nope, don't like the scene. How about Liverpool, 1962? You're stuck with the scene you fall into when you're a teenager, wherever that is. Fortunately, we here at Soundcheck can do something about that for you. For example, if you missed Billie Holiday, the great but troubled jazz singer during her heyday in New York in the 1940s, we've got jazz singer Dee Dee Bridgewater here, channeling Billie Holiday for us, something she does every night in the musical called Lady Day. And if you ever wondered what music sounded like in Minneapolis before Prince broke out of that scene 30 years ago, well, we'll take care of that too, with the curator of a new compilation of early funk and R&B from the Twin Cities, and one of Prince's earliest bandmates. Turns out the Twin Cities in the 1970s was a place full of surprises. A teenaged Prince Nelson, as he was then known, started playing guitar, and down the road, two brothers named Joel and Ethan Coen started making home movies. Now the Coen brothers are delivering us back in time to yet another of America's great music scenes. Greenwich Village, the folk revival, the early 1960s. The movie is called Inside Llewyn Davis.
If I had wings like Nora's dove, I'd fly the river to the one I love. Fare thee well, oh honey.
That is Oscar Isaac, the actor and, as it turns out, singer and guitarist. He plays the title role in the film, Inside Llewyn Davis. His character is a down-on-his-luck musician whose career has hit a wall. Oscar performs live songs throughout the film and obviously plays a big role in the soundtrack, which was produced by T-Bone Burnett. Oscar Isaac joins us to talk about Inside Llewyn Davis. Oscar, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi, happy to be here.
So this is a story about a folk singer who can't catch a break. Is he unlucky? Does he make his own bad luck by being a jerk? How do you see Llewyn Davis?
Well, both of those things, I think, for sure. It is an acknowledgement of luck and how you need a lot of things to go your way in order to succeed, or at least succeed without ever having to compromise, which is something that the Coens have done from the very beginning, from
right.
Blood Simple. They have never once had to compromise their vision. And yes, they're geniuses, but they're lucky geniuses. And Llewyn wants to be that kind of artist. He wants to not compromise. He has an idea of what he wants to express, but he just doesn't have the luck not to do it.
Right. Now, how was it for you kind of stepping into this character and having to play songs, you know, in right there on camera in front of a live audience, et cetera?
Well, it actually reminded me a lot of recording in the studio. I've played music for a long time, and so, you do a take, and then if you want to do it again, you feel like you can get it a little better, you do it again. And recently I've been recording full takes, mm-hmm. meaning I don't punch in to fix a certain section I'm unhappy with. And so there, some of the pressure was off, actually. I find it more terrifying to play a show in front of a lot of people because, you know, you really only have the one chance to get it right. So
right.
The pressure's on.
Well, I mean, there's an early moment in the film where you, in the title role of Llewyn Davis, you're performing for a crowd at the Gaslight Cafe,
mm-hmm.
which was a real venue on McDougal Street in Greenwich Village. And this is the song that that Oscar Isaac is playing as Llewyn Davis.
Hang me, oh, hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh, hang me, I'll be dead and gone. I wouldn't mind the hanging, but the laying in the grave so long. Poor boy, I've been all around this world. I've been all around Cape Girardeau, parts of Arkansas. All around Cape Girardeau, parts of Arkansas. Got so goddamn hungry I could hide behind a straw poor boy. Been all around this world.
Hang Me, Oh Hang Me is the name of the song. Oscar Isaac in the role of the character Llewyn Davis from the new Coen Brothers movie Inside Llewyn Davis. That title is a nod to the album Inside Dave Van Ronk, which Dave Van Ronk was known as the mayor of McDougal Street.
Correct.
This kind of big, important figure, kind of a father figure, actually, to people like a young Bob Dylan,
a mentor of sorts.
Did you know Dave Van Ronk's stuff?
Beforehand, I didn't. I had seen him in the Martin Scorsese documentary, No Direction Home.
Right.
And that was my first introduction into him. So when I first began this odyssey of joining this film, it was a complete crash course in his music, and not only his music, but the music that he listened to, like people like Reverend Gary Davis, and where he developed this particular style of playing. This, he's a Travis picker, and he plays this ragtime, very similar stride piano type style of guitar. And actually, Van Ronk in his book talks about how he feels piano was probably the most suitable instrument for him. But by the time he realized that, he'd already been playing guitar for 15 years, and it was too late.
Now, you mentioned Reverend Gary Davis. I mean, here's a Southerner who moved up to New York, lived in Harlem, you know, blind blues guitarist from the South, and just a line of white guys beating a path to his door, Dave Van Ronk among them, to study with him. But that wasn't the kind of music you grew up playing, was it?
No. I mean, I did grow up listening to Dylan, Simon and Garfunkel, Cat Stevens, The Beatles, Jimi Hendrix, but I wasn't really, I wasn't aware of the music before Dylan.
Right.
I knew Pete Seeger.
Well, but even those names you just mentioned, that's way before your time. That must have been like your parents' music.
Well, yes. Yeah, so my dad was a musician, so I did have that basis.
And so when it came time to, you know, start learning this kind of blues-based guitar stuff, How long did it take you to pick that up?
Well, interestingly enough, when I found out that I would be, I was granted an audition with the Coens themselves. By this point, I knew that their story was loosely based on a character very similar to Van Ronk, someone from the boroughs. And the song we were all given to learn, everyone that was vying for the part, was Hang Me, Oh Hang Me. Uh-huh. And that was the first time I'd ever heard that song, and that was the first time I'd ever heard him play Van Ronk. This is a wonderful recording of him singing that song.
Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Wouldn't mind the hanging, but the laying in the grave so long, poor boy, I've been all around this world.
So I latched onto it for dear life, and I had listened to everything Van Ronk had ever played, ever recorded. There's a DVD that Stefan Grossman, you know,
Great guitarist.
Yes, that sell that they sell a DVD of Van Ronk teaching you how to play some of his songs. So I got that, and I happened to be doing this very small movie in Long Island, and there was a guy in the scene who was basically a featured extra, older drunk guy at the bar. And in between takes, he picked up a guitar and started finger-picking, Travis-picking so incredibly in exactly the style that I wanted to learn. So I went up to him, and I said, hey, what's your name? He said, my name's Eric Franzen. And I said, oh, well, you know, I'm auditioning for this thing. You're amazing. I'm auditioning for this thing kind of based on Dave Van Ronk. Have you ever heard of Dave? He says, yeah, I played with Dave. And he's like, you want some guitar lessons? I said, sure. And he's like, come to my place on McDougal Street. I live above the old gaslight. So I go to his place, and he starts teaching me how to play. And I start playing. I start opening up for him at Cafe Vivaldi and a couple other little places where they have these open mics.
So you're opening for the extra.
Yeah. He's an incredible musician and an actor, too. And so he really gave me a crash course in that style of playing. One of the funny things he said to me is, how long have you been playing? I said, about 20 years. And he goes, no, you've owned the guitar for 20 years. You've been playing maybe for like 6 months.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Oscar Isaac, the star of the new film Inside Llewyn Davis, written and directed by the Coen brothers. The film opens in select theaters here in New York this weekend and then expands its release nationwide later this month. Let's hear Oscar Isaac and his guitar in a song that Dave Van Ronk, in fact, recorded himself. It's called Green, Green, Rocky Road.
When I go back Baltimore, need no carpet on my floor, you come along and follow me. We'll go down to Galilee. Out in green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. See that crow up in the sky, he don't walk, but he just fly, he don't walk, but he don't run. Keep on flapping to the sun. Howling green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love.
A little bit of Green, Green, Rocky Road from Oscar Isaac in the role of Llewyn Davis from the movie Inside Llewyn Davis, set here in New York. It's 1961, it's the Greenwich Village folk music scene. Llewyn Davis is not Dave Van Ronk, although like Dave, he's originally from Queens, he's got a seaman's license from the Merchant Marine, so there's always that to fall back on, he thinks, if the music doesn't pan out. But whereas Dave Van Ronk was a big bear of a man, and as we mentioned before, kind of a mentor and father figure, Llewyn Davis is, you know, a guy whose career has been derailed by the death of his partner. His pregnant girlfriend hates him. He's sleeping on people's couches. And, you know, he's just not really good with people skills.
Yeah, he's not the mayor of anything.
No, he's not.
he's not. He's a man that's disconnected. He's been shut off. And really, he's a man in grief. And I think that's one of the big themes of the film as well. He's grieving not only the loss of his partner, but what his life could have been or should be. It's this weight that's compressing him and not allowing him to connect with anyone. He's floating through life as an outsider. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of artists have moments where, you know, you feel like, I don't connect to anything. You know, you're so used to having that observant eye watching every interaction you have that eventually, at least in my experience, oftentimes, you know, you can be in a crowd and feel the loneliest you've ever felt in your life. And I think that's what's happening to him. And the only bridge is his music, mm-hmm. is when he picks up the guitar and sings. That's the only thing he has to offer.
Well, now, and as is so typical of the Coen brothers, they managed to walk this line between tragedy and comedy. I mean, he is a tragic figure, and yet it's a funny movie.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, that's what they're so brilliant at. They remind me, the only thing I can even compare it to is Chekhov, which is very similar, where you've got these people that are not totally very likable, often quite vile, and they're in these tragic situations, yet there's such an absurdity happening at the same time. It's a screwball tragedy.
Solo act?
Yeah, now.
Now? Used to what? Work with a cat? Every time he'd play a C major, he'd puke a hairball.
I used to have a partner.
What happened?
He threw himself off the George Washington Bridge.
Well, I don't blame him. I couldn't take it either, having to play Jimmy Crack Corn every night. Oh, pardon me for saying so. That's pretty stupid, isn't it? George Washington Bridge. You throw yourself off the Brooklyn Bridge, traditionally. George Washington Bridge. Who does that?
That's John Goodman and my guest Oscar Isaac in a scene from the film Inside Llewyn Davis. So, Oscar, your character, Llewyn Davis, he makes poor decisions. He makes poor life decisions. He even makes poor musical decisions. There's a key scene where he has, by hook or by crook, somehow gotten himself out to Chicago, and he is going to play for Is it Ben Grossman? Is that Bud Grossman?
Bud Grossman.
It's clearly based on Bob Dylan's manager, Albert Grossman, who is played by F. Murray Abraham. And he chooses what?
Yes. Here's a moment where he has the ear of the gatekeeper,
mm-hmm.
right? The person that can finally give him a break. And he thinks, what is the song that is the most true and the most honest to what's happening to me right now? And instead of playing the hit, he chooses a song about a medieval C-section called The Death of Queen Jane. The thing is, he thinks that's what'll mm-hmm. touch him the most. You know, he's not thinking in terms of career. He's thinking in terms of honesty. And that's the amazing thing about folk artists and the folk musicians, particularly of that time, is they were preservationists. They were curators. They would find an old, archaic, strange song and make it vital and new and completely about the moment.
Well, and this song, The Death of Queen Jane, it's an old ballad, but the music is actually by this Irish guitarist,
Exactly,
Dahi Sproul.
Yeah, yeah. Sproul, yes.
From the band Altan, and before that,
the Bothy Band. And, yeah.
The Bothy Band did a version. Oh, right. So you know your Irish music. Oh, very good. but this is Oscar Isaac's version from the soundtrack to the film Inside Llewyn Davis. The soundtrack, by the way, out now.
Queen Jane lay in labor for 9 days or more, till the women grew so tired, could no longer there. They could no longer there. Good women, good women, good women.
Death of Queen Jane. That's Oscar Isaac, my guest on Soundcheck. He is the star, the title character in the new Coen Brothers film Inside Llewyn Davis. And the soundtrack is out, produced by T-Bone Burnett, who also did Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, and features you getting a chance to work with people like Marcus Mumford from Mumford & Sons, Justin Timberlake, who, while we all know the falsetto voice, does some pretty neat bass singing at one point in this film as well. And there is one moment where Llewyn has a chance to make some quick cash, doing a session for his friend Jim, played by Justin Timberlake, and this odd character with a deep voice who goes by the name Al Cody, who has a secret of his own that he's hiding. The song is called Please, Mr. Kennedy. This seems to already be generating a little bit of internet buzz.
Mm. Yeah, this is a moment where you see that Llewyn is not above hypocrisy. When he really needs the cash, he'll go into the studio and record a novelty song. But I think what's genius about the song is that although Llewyn thinks it's a bad song, it's not a bad song. The joke is, the audience is in on the joke, because in a movie, like T-Bone says, if you put a bad song in a movie, it's just bad and it makes the movie bad. But if we tell the audience it's a bad song, but the song's actually a great song, then we all get to enjoy it. And I think that this is one of those moments.
This is the song Please, Mr. Kennedy, featuring my guest Oscar Isaac with Adam Driver and Justin Timberlake.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
1 second, please.
Please, Mr. Kennedy. I wanna go. Don't show me out of school.
Please, Mr. Kennedy.
Uh-oh.
I don't wanna go.
Don't show me out of school.
I sweat when they stuff me in the pressure suits. Bubble helmet, flash board and boots. Nowhere up there in gravity zero. I need to breathe, don't need to be a hero. And are you reading me loud and clear? Oh, please, Mr. Kennedy.
That is Oscar Isaac with Adam Driver and Justin Timberlake from the soundtrack to the film Inside Llewyn Davis. Oscar Isaac stars in the title role of this new Coen Brothers film, which opens in select theaters here in New York this weekend and then expands its release later this month. Before you go, Oscar, I just have to ask about the cat, because it's a running gag that, you know, Lewin has sort of accidentally become the custodian of his rich friend's cat.
Yes.
Were there problems working on set with a cat affixed to your arm?
Were there? Yes, there were. Yeah, it was definitely a challenge. There's a reason why they say don't work with children or animals. It's because they don't really care about the movie-making process, particularly these cats. It was very hard to train them, so we had about four or five of them, because since you couldn't train them, you needed one that could do the thing you needed to do mm-hmm. in that particular scene. So you had one that was more calm, you had one that was a little squirrelier, and that's the one they'd have to tie to me. Because they didn't want it to run off and get run over by a subway car.
So it would literally be tied to your arm.
It would be tied to my arm, and sometimes it was not very happy about that.
No, I wouldn't think so.
And it would try very hard to get away from me. And, yeah, we had a few moments there. But it's such a great thing that they add. You know, it immediately undercuts Lewin's seriousness.
Mm-hmm.
He immediately has to be responsible for this very vulnerable yet impenetrable thing, so it's clearly a mirror of himself. And by the end of it, you know, you see it's the Incredible Journey poster, and you're not sure, was it the cat's journey or was it Lewin's journey?
All right, so I assume there was a medic on stage, yeah. On set.
Yeah,
throughout
standing in the wings at all times.
The film is Inside Lewin Davis, opening this weekend in New York and then nationwide later in December. But the soundtrack is out now. It is full of great music, beautifully played. Oscar Isaac, star of the film, great job on it. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks. Great talking to you.
If I had wings like Noah's dove, I'd fly the river to the one I love. Oh, fare thee well, my honey, fare thee well. Well, I had a man, strong and tall. He moved his body like a cannonball. Well, fare thee well.